We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bobby, Mike, and Christian back here on Sports Talk. We welcome in now Kevin Mawai, Pro Football Hall of Famer, Colts assistant offensive lineman, also NFL veteran and former LSU Tiger. Kevin, how are you?
I'm doing great, man. How are you guys doing?
We're good. I know you and Mike are excited about the upcoming Louisiana Lineman's Camp.
I am. It's a great tradition for Louisiana, for all linemen in Louisiana and the greater southeast area, started by Kenny Farrow, Jesse Daigle, and Pete Jenkins 37 years ago. I think this is going to be the 37th year of the camp. And so I'm excited about it, and I hear the numbers are up right now for enrollment, and we're looking to have a pretty good group this year.
Kevin, one of the things is every year, you know, it's just such a great turnout of you know, former players, current players who play in the NFL, and sort of a give back to the community. But last year was so great. Man, we talked about over 620 young men showed up from there. And I didn't know it at the time. He came and introduced himself to me. He was from Hawaii. And then you telling me, hey, he's a cousin of mine.
It's kind of funny. I knew a kid from Hawaii was coming. Met he and his dad like the first night of the camp. And after talking to them and trying to connect dots, it turns out that that his mom is a cousin, like his mom's dad or whatever is like cousins to my dad's cousin. I don't know. You know how it is. It's like, like Louisiana. Everybody's connected.
That's
like,
it.
Removed third cousin, but we're all family. It's kind of one of those deals, but there is a bloodline connected in there somewhere.
He's no small dude either. I mean, he's a pretty big guy.
He's a big guy. He actually committed and signed to Olivet Nazarene University in Illinois, and he will be up there starting his freshman year this coming fall.
Now, Kevin, before I ask you a couple of questions about the Colts and where you're at today, like, where are they now? You know, in the segment, where are they now? Boy, I tell you what, I want you to elaborate on this if you can, that there's no reason why you shouldn't have been the LSU offensive line coach, considering your knowledge, your wealth of knowledge, and the expertise. Was Les Miles intimidated by you, or what? Well, why didn't he hire you?
He's setting you up, Kev.
That's a question you have to ask him yourself. You know, way back, I was 2013, I think it was, when I interviewed for that position. And, you know, and in hindsight, it's something I could have done and would have grown to learn how to do even better. But, you know, as it were, I operate on God's timing. And, yeah, he took me from there to the NFL first season, about 4 years in college ball, and now I'm here with the Colts. And I'm going to tell you, I'm not too sad about being here at all. Being at the NFL level, spending 3.5 years of recruiting in college football has gotten way worse than what it was just 2 years ago with the NIL and all that. So, you know, I mean, things happen for a reason. And I'm fortunate to have the job that I have right now with a great staff, and I'm working with some great offensive linemen here in Indianapolis.
And I was speaking of that O-line and your whole team, because football, it's not like tennis or golf. You know that. It is a team sport. And that egg that y'all laid against Jacksonville to go to the postseason, I mean, to me, I don't know, some people might not agree with this, but I think Matt Ryan and the stability that he's going to bring to the table for the Colts is going to be a lot better option than Carson Wentz.
Well, I will say I believe, and you know, you've talked to people within our building, everybody would believe that we've upgraded in a number of areas in our offense. You know, quarterback being one, we're trying to fill some roles on the offensive line right now, but got a nice trade on the defensive side with Yannick coming in from the Raiders. He's going to be a great pass rusher for us. And, you know, we drafted a third rounder out of Central Michigan, Bernard Raymond, who we feel is going to be a great player one day, and that he's going to be able to grow into that spot and contribute to us as a rookie this year. So it was disappointing, both the Raiders game and the Jacksonville loss late in the year. So we had it in our hands, and we let it go. And there's lots of blame to go around for everybody.
Now, Kevin, if I can recollect, man, I'm going on two decades. I remember seeing you, of all places, Sportsman's Paradise in Louisiana. But you and I was wild turkey hunting in upstate New York. I think you might have been with the Jets then. Boy, it was good times or what?
It was great times. We were up at Skinny Atlas with Tim Green's foundation, raising money for the Children's Hospital in Syracuse. And great memories, great stories that you kind of like Vegas. What you do in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Hey, I agree with
He's
that.
He's got a lot of those Vegas moments.
No,
Kevin.
I agree with that 1,000% because that you thought you were going to go hunting and maybe rest. No, we're up all night then to go turkey hunting. You have to be set up before the sun rises. So I'd be like, well, why are you going to bed for an hour? All you're going to do is get a headache. Just stay up the whole night and just go and wild turkey hunting. So, boy, we had some great.
You're a little bit better at that than some of us.
Kevin, maybe an explanation to people from you entering your world, offensive line play at LSU and then into the NFL for almost 20 years, and then today. How much from a technical standpoint, from techniques, offensive line-wise, how much has that changed?
I mean, it really hasn't changed as much as people would think, just because, you know, with it having the spread offense and everything, more guys are asked to play from a two-point stance as opposed to a three-point stance, a lot of zone reads, that type things. But football's football. You start from the ground up. You know, you got to be solid in your foundation, which is your footwork, your hand placement, your hat placement, the whole line position. And that's something we harp on here at this level even today. I joke around and I tell people all the time, but I had a phenomenal O-line coach in Kenny Bureau who helped, you know, found the O-line camp. And he always taught you that football's played from the ground up. And it's 1,000 tiny steps to be a masterful offensive lineman. And that's what we teach here now. It's 30 years later, and we still teach the same thing. Your first step, 6-inch punch, and getting your hat placement in your eyes and tight hands. And that's never going to change. It doesn't matter what the game evolves to, but those ABCs and fundamentals of football will never change, especially at the offensive line position.
Kevin, one of the things, when you go to Nichols for the Louisiana line camp, okay, it ain't Tahiti in June in Louisiana. Okay, you gotta want to be there, and it's just not a one-day camp. You know, it starts and you got to be there on a Friday, and it's Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and then half a day Tuesday at Nichols State. Man, if you pass it in the front, you can see all the kids and they sort of doing all the different drills. So kind of tell everybody a little bit about that, the dates of the camp, and you in different stations. You're not just with one coach. There's some of the best high school coaches in the country there, along with former players, that sort of thing. And so also, if people want to register, it's a Louisiana Line Camp, linecamp.com. They can go on to there. But just sort of lay it out. So you one of the top counselors there.
Yeah, so just to give you an idea, it's really not a one-day camp. We joke around. It's not a bring your bathing suit and style camp. It's camp starts June 18th. It goes through the 21st, I believe that's what it is.
Yep.
And you know, the first day you get in, you check in. We have orientation, and we actually have a practice the very first afternoon. And then from there, we go into meetings. And so it's a three times a day practice. You go at 7:30 in the morning. I think it's 11:30 at lunchtime. And then you come back again at 3 or 4 o'clock in the evening. And then there's a skull session or a video session in the evening, like it's like 8 o'clock. And that takes you up until curfew time at 10, and you do it all over again the next morning. And, the defensive side and offensive side are split. There are players that play both offense and defense. We call you split players. And you'll go half the camp, you'll go to the O-line side, and half the camp, you go to the defensive side. So that way you're building a better repertoire of what you can do on both sides of the ball. Now, the drills are ran by coaches that are Louisiana high school, Texas high school coaches, and a lot of small college coaches that are allowed to be there. There's some restrictions with NCAA rules, but a lot of these coaches have been working this camp for 15, 20 years, and they work the same station. So these guys have been taught how to teach the stations, how to coach the stations using the same language. For instance, on the offensive side of the ball, we got so many guys that we use three fields, and there's seven stations. Well, our station one from in every field is taught exactly the same way. So it abides with the same language. And then like, my role in the camp is to make sure I coach the coaches, to make sure that they're coaching the right way, the way they were taught to coach the drills, and even get in there and demonstrate for some of the players and things like that. I think another caveat of the camp that is likable to a lot of the bigger schools that send multiple players is that we keep teammates together in their groups. So, for instance, Catholic High is notorious for sending all their offensive and defensive linemen to camp. Well, their entire offensive line will stay together the entire rotation of the day. And what that does is promote communication with each other, working with one another, and stuff like that. And so it's all about technique. It's not a competition camp where it's one-on-one, you know, pass rushing and blocking bull rushes and T-shirts and stuff like that. It's strictly fundamental technique camp in pass game and the run game, you know, how to carry your hand, how to strike a defender on a combo block, things like that. And that's what we teach on a day-in, day-out basis. And then in the evening, you come back and you get to watch teach film of coaches who would normally do clinics on this stuff, and you'll watch their college players doing it. You'll watch NFL tape and how it's supposed to be done. And there's times where we'll video during the practice and actually critique the players that are at the camp themselves. So it's an all-inclusive kind of deal. You come in, you get your three square meals a day, a couple snacks at nighttime, and you build camaraderie. And what you really do as a player, you build confidence in what you're capable of doing as you go into your training camp that starts usually late July for the high school kids.
Now, you know, Kevin.
And you get to see your brother, right?
Yeah.
And I get to hang out with my brother. My brother is the field manager for the offensive side. And so I get to hang out with him for 3 or 4 days, and I get to get my coach on. And then for us coaches, we like to get together in the evening. We'll talk football. We'll clinic each other and have some good food, too.
Now, Kevin, before we let you run, I've always been fascinated because Kevin Mawai, I mean, come on. There's not too many Mawais in Louisiana. How all of a sudden Leesville, Fort Polk, that background, and – listen, you're not only a great football player, you're a Pro Football Hall of Famer. Just talk right quick about that process. I mean, all of a sudden, I guess you're a military brat. I guess that's the way you could describe it, how you ended up in Louisiana. And then who was the toughest son of a gun you ever went against? You know, like, damn, yeah. I got a pack of lunch. And boy, this is going to be a tough battle.
Yeah, so yeah, my dad was in the Army. We ended up in Fort Polk. We were stationed there coming from Germany and got to play for school ball for the first time. I played Little League and all that kind of stuff. And then we got to Leesville. We found out that the junior high had a football team. Couldn't be more excited. Had a great career there. Followed some LSU teammates, Eddie Fuller, Vincent Fuller, Raymond Smoot, who came to LSU before I did. And just ingratiated myself to stay in Louisiana. And LSU had success there. And we became homegrowns, you know, and at Leesville itself, my nephew just graduated from Leesville High School. It's like 35th year in a row where somebody from the Mawai family has been in that school and ball in some way. My brother has been the principal there for the last 3 years. He's actually retiring from the education system. My sister-in-law, my other brother, is the vice principal at the junior high school. And I got two nieces that are coming up right now that are going to be sophomores at the high school. So the Mawai family is strong there. But, you know, I mean, I was just a kid, not a hometown kid. Just kind of, you know, football gave me an in around the hometown guys and had some success. And, you know, playing in the NFL was always a dream of mine from when I started playing at 8 years old. And I wanted to be a pro football player. I never wanted to be a Hall of Famer. I just wanted to be the best that I could be. And love the game that I love playing. And that's what happened. Look back on it, and I just played hard and earned the respect of players around the league. And you know, you look back, all of a sudden you have a Hall of Fame career, And it makes me smile. You asked about it. You didn't want to see Hall of Fame first. And I start smiling when you did. And to thank some kid from a little town in West Central Louisiana is sitting in the pinnacle of pro football in Canton, Ohio. And, you know, and I cherish that. I cherish the fact that I represent Leesville and the people of Louisiana and Louisiana State University. You know, I don't take those things lightly. I hope to be an example for people that come out of that state, for young kids, young boys that want to be football players and show that they can do it. Every kid from Leesville that just got signed as a free agent. McCoy is the kid's name. He was a running back, played at McNeese, transferred to Marshall, and now he's in training camp right now. He'll be like the 12th Leesville player that's got a chance to play in the NFL. And so, you know, he follows along a deep tradition of players that came out of there that played in the NFL. So I'm excited about that, and I'm excited for him.
Well, who's the toughest guy, though, you went against? You got to mention that.
Yeah, so that's right. In the NFL, everybody asks me the best defensive lineman I've played against. I'd say John Randall. He played three techniques with the Minnesota Vikings. Kind of played everywhere on the defensive front. Played hard, ran his mouth hard, just as hard as he played. But you know, he's a guy that we always worry about where he's on the field. And Junior Seau is a tough competitor. I'd say he's probably the best linebacker I ever played against. And, of course, he's in the Hall of Fame. And then the kid in high school, as a senior, played at Ash. I think his name is Brian Thibodeau. I know his last name was Thibodeau. But when in high school, I would say he was the toughest guy I ever played against in high school. And, I survived him. Didn't have to play him ever again.
And you survived Randall. John Randall, too.
I did. I did survive John Randall. Sometimes, you know, you go into the woods, you get the bear, sometimes he gets you. I didn't win them all, but I like to say that I got my fair share of wins.
Kevin Mawai, Pro Football Hall of Famer. Thanks so much for the time.
Thank you, Kev. See you in Thibodeau.
Thank you, guys.
Saints wide receiver Jarvis Landry is next here on Sports Talk on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.